communication workshop.
Some people think that counseling is for people who've got problems. The way I see counseling is like David Beckham, like, you know, Agassi, all these famous sports people. They want to achieve excellence in their game. So it's about really achieving excellence in your life. And the way I see it in spirituality is that we all want to achieve excellence. So for me, they go hand in hand. What we're going to be doing today, my intention, what I want for you all to walk out of here today with, is a practical skill. One skill that you can use every day in any situation of your life. So that is my intention. Go out and practice. You've got a skill that you really use. Why I'm doing this is because I find pretty much every day, in being here, we did one in Germany, is that I encounter people who are felt preached to. I'll give you one example. In Germany, we did a workshop, and it was right at the end of the Berlin Festival, and there were a couple that came, they were new, and they came up to me after the workshop and said, "Thank you for doing this workshop, because I felt like I'd just been preached to last 5 days, now I was about to leave." And I often encounter the difficulty is
often
what we're encountering is that people want to create a space where we can be heard. So what we're creating here is that in our community sometimes it's the last place that we will share our minds, our thoughts. So it's a bit sad, really, in that we have such a community, and it would be the last place that we feel comfortable expressing confidentiality. So when we have conflict, when we have differences of opinion, rather than just brushing them under the rug and ignoring them, this is about addressing them. This is about using skills and honesty to be able to address those situations that we encounter. So that's what we're going to be learning here today. That skill, that basic skill, that sort of universal principle, how to enter into communication with other people. So this can be used, obviously, in our everyday life, trying to live with my wife and kids, and in everything I do. Okay, so I'm going to give you a scenario. And I'd like everybody to think of this scenario and see what your response would be to the scenario that I give you. Okay? So the scenario is, someone walks into the room, someone comes to see you, and they say, "That's it, I've had it with this movement. They want me to go out and distribute books. And I've already told the temple president about my health. They're all just fanatics." So, with that, if someone came into the room and said that, what would be your response? Yeah. Okay, that's it. I've had it with this movement. They're all fanatics. Temple president has told me that unless I know how to distribute books, I have to leave the temple. Okay. So if that scenario came to you as a person, somebody else came in with that kind of emotional situation, what would be your response? So I'd like you just to think about that just for 1 minute. What would be your response to that situation? Someone comes to you and says, that's it, I'm at it for this movement.
First, ask that person why he feels that way.
Okay.
Why he feels that everybody is a fanatic.
Okay. Why does he feel like that? Okay, what would be another response?
I would say that just one person's opinion.
That's just what he said. He said, okay, there's other people's opinions, and that's just your opinion.
Well, no, like, that's maybe just the temple brother's opinion.
Right. Calm down, don't make any rash decisions, keep cool.
I'd ask him about his health first.
Okay, you'd ask him about his health.
Yeah.
Okay, you'd ask him about what he would like to do. So you would do some physical contact. Alright. So what we're getting is the responses of things like relax, you know, chill out, don't worry. Another response may be something like, oh, you're an apparati. You know, why are you talking like that about the president? Or, hey, bro, wasn't that a great feast we just had now? Or, and maybe, you should just listen to what I've got to say. You just listen to me. You know, it'll be okay. Or, hey, don't worry about it. Everything's fine. So what we're looking at here is what we call meta-communication. It's not so much what we're saying, but the effect that it has on that person. So what do you think it's like if someone comes to you and says, you know, hey, you know, I just had enough of the temple, I just like, you know, they tell me to go out, book distribution, and, you know, I'm just ill, it doesn't understand. And then someone comes to you and says, hey, chill out. What's the problem? Or someone says, you know, you're just not running. Well, how do they feel? So, what we're here at is what I call roadblocks to effective communication. Roadblocks are things like, these are called potential roadblocks to effective communication. Things like preaching, things like lecturing, things like diverting, things like praising, things like directing, so ordering, threatening, judging. Now, why they're called potential roadblocks is because they can be used at certain times, but we don't need a workshop in advising, judging, preaching, all those things, because it becomes quite natural to most of us. So what we do a workshop in is about this. And these roadblocks can be just that. They kind of stop the person in their track. They're expressing themselves, this is what I'm feeling, do you really feel what I'm feeling? And then suddenly, well, there's advice, or there's preaching, or there's, you know, these hits one after the other. With, it's more about you. It's more about what you think you can do on your person. It's more about my own agenda than it is about that person. Oh, he needs to hear this. So they need to know that. So, roadblocks, potential roadblocks to effective communication is a way that breaks down where communication could go. Now, what we're going to look at is what would be an empathic response? What would be a different kind of response for this? Yes. Okay, so good question. What is empathic? Empathic basically means is that I can walk in the shoes of that other person. It's like this person is coming to me with an emotionally charged situation. It's something they're really feeling. And they're really, really struggling. And if I'm empathic, I'm able to reflect, empathize, or walk in that person's shoes and say, oh, you're feeling this. So that guy was feeling discouraged in the temple. You know, the temple president didn't give him, you know, he's feeling discouraged. I've got, I'm sick and they want me to go out and do this. So he was feeling discouraged. So empathy would be about saying that's what that person is feeling.
I really understand
you. Yes, yes, I understand you.
I understand
you.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. So basically what it does, it brings both of the persons onto the same page. Because unless we're on the same page, you may be thinking, well, he needs to know about this. But actually, he just wants to hear that you've understood him or her. The greatest need, it's like a human need, is to be understood. Yeah. If we don't feel understood, if we don't feel that, then we'll get people building forever. And if they never understand that, that's why we have, you know, breakups, divorce, and so on and so forth. So the roadblock will stop us, and empathy helps us to enter into that world of the world. So empathy, empathic responses. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into the skill of empathy and how we can practice it and how it is useful in our everyday life. So what I would like, before I go into this exercise, I'm going to explain the skill that we're going to learn today. It's called mirroring or reflective listening. And what it includes is the basic skill of empathy. In Harvard University, they did a study that of all the people that applied for jobs, that empathy was the number one social skill that they were looking for. Okay, they've done research in plastic factories. Who produces the most plastic? Which group of people? And they found that those groups of those teams that were the most empathic towards each other in that group worked together the best to produce the most plastic. And there's been numerous amounts of studies to show how empathy actually is the number one quality people are looking for. They're not looking for academic skills anymore. They're looking for people that can work together. So mirroring and empathy work together. Now what mirroring is that if I'm standing in front of a mirror, I can see myself better. So we will learn the skill of mirroring, how I can be in that other person's world with a simple technique, a simple skill of mirroring. What we will be doing, we will be mirroring the feeling of that other person. That's it. We don't need to go into advising, judging, telling the other person what to do. Just simply, this is what's going on for you, and that person then understands. So what I would like, really give an example of demonstration. So it'll be easy for you. So you want to volunteer? Okay. So I ask for your full attention here, because this is what we're going to be learning. Okay, and it requires everyone to focus in what we're doing. Okay, so thank you for volunteering. Could you tell me the reason why you've come to this workshop?
Well, I think that lack of communication, something which I'm aware of,
help people feel understood and be understood, and helping you with that solution.
And I think that it's the most, we are people who are always going to carry a message to other people. Unless people feel that we can really understand them or listen to them, then they will be ready to listen to what you have to say. They want to know the law. Not just being preached to them, just giving them a lot of data. They also want them to be a person and communicate with your being, not just a library.
Rather than someone talking to you and you just downloading a lot of information to them, they want to feel a personal experience. You want to feel like, oh, this person really cares about me, and it's really busy. So you kind of feel that need in our asunder, and that's why you come here. You're trying to learn about those skills and help yourself more. Okay, thank you. So, what I'd like to do is split up into groups of three. Okay? So we can all do that now.
Yeah.